The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with our favorite homeless team member, Jared, who actually has a home, which kind of bums me out. Well, it's good because he's got kids. So it's good that you and your family have a home, but just you and your face and your long hair seem like they should be homeless. Not smelly homeless, just like, you know, I fell in a couple hard times homeless.
Yeah. Well, you're not close enough to me to make the, I might be smell. It might be
well,
smell.
Well, when you come to the events, you know, I've never, well, no, that's not true. We fake motorcycle roads. So I was getting close to you for a minute.
That's true.
I got no, nothing memorable, no good.
Okay, good, yeah. Good.
So for those of you on the pod, you know, watching the video, no problem. You get what we're talking about. Although yep. he has a nicer piece of art behind him than most homeless people do that I've met, you know, maybe. But to be fair, I'm just going to share your secret. Okay. He's too poor, you know, because he didn't have actual furniture to have a mic stand. So he's holding his mic. So please, as opposed to, you know, focusing on the words that we're saying, watch for his mic to say, I've got a fancy, you know, boom, you know, this is like you, literal, you know, I've got, you know, durable goods here at my home. And those on the podcast, Jared's got long red hair. I can only assume man bun behind his head. We don't know, but it's
correct. Yep. Oh, there it is.
Like, didn't see the man. I felt it more than anything. Mm-hmm. And kind of a bit of a shaggy beard. Just think the guy from the Spin Doctors, if any of you are old like me, the lead singer, kind of skinny. Jared's a little beefier than that dude, but just, you know, that skinny homeless, like, you okay, man? How's your health? Like everything good? All right. So that said, for a homeless guy, really good at digital marketing. So let's talk about that in case you were more interested in, that versus Jared's look and smell, which, you know, there you go. I think we've covered in depth. All right. So we talked about before we started, because we do so many podcasts, we can kind of get into some very specific pieces. And I wanted you guys to get that. So disclaimer, this is really about automated bookings, which a lot of the commercial people are going to go, oh, I don't need to do that. Cause everyone in commercial intuitively and automatically knows to book a cleaning online is insane. We have to do an in-person bid, which is what we're going to talk about for the residential side. That said, stick with us, commercial folks. I'm going to do a quick rant on why that doesn't work, which for you will be a 7 minutes of going, well, obviously, but then Jared's going to talk about how to make sure we do it properly, which would be completely effective for both residential and commercial. So those that like my rants, hang out. You commercial folks that don't, you know, fast forward 3.5 minutes, then go, you know, go give it a half a minute until I shut up and then you can join back. So for residential folk, there are a lot of really nice pieces of software out there, many of which I've had on my podcast, the owners, like Amar from ZenMate. I really like ZenMate. It's a great piece of software to remind your clients and you know, love Amar, love the software, but they have a feature that allows you to just be like, hey man, book online, you know, pick your time, put in your credit card, you know, click all the boxes that you want us to clean. And from a marketing standpoint, it's phenomenal, right? I'd love to market that software, but I wouldn't want to have the customers that actually use that software because they'd be pissed. Or I shouldn't say be pissed. They would not understand why it's not working for them. So let me tell you why it won't work for you. We can talk about how we'd coach you to do it in a little more effective way. And I'm going to just use some numbers. Jared, when I'm done ranting, feel free to correct anything I said that sounds a little fishy. If we've got 1,000 people coming to our website in a month. And for most of you, unless you're really good at generating content, you're going to have to pay to have that happen. So this would be paid. This is all paid traffic. If you've got 1,000 unique visitors coming to your website a month, you invest in some money, whether it's in podcasts or blogs or whatever, or just paying Google straight ahead. That's not free traffic. You spend a lot of time and or money or probably both. So if you get 1,000 people and you offer them something in exchange for, and I'll let Jared go into the depth of this, in exchange for their email address or the opportunity to follow up or some sort of start of a relationship, and you have a decent landing page that understands what they're talking and says and makes an offer that's clear and speaks to their pain, you might get 20%, you know, 200 people give you their information, go to the landing page, in which case you can make another offer for them to book a call or do something more exciting. Here's the part I'm not pretty sure about. If you just have a like book now, I got to imagine it's 1 in 100, you know, maybe Jared can correct me, but I'm guessing for that same 1,000 people, you're going to get 10 booked appointments. You're like, well, still 10 booked appointments. So A, that means it does not work if you're not in LA, maybe Chicago, maybe San Francisco. Like, you have to have millions of, actually even LA is going to be tough now because it really only works when you've got a bunch of people moving in, or I guess moving out. So California might still work. You just need some sort of churn, right? There needs to be new people that need new cleaning by the hundreds of thousands. So, you know, if you're in Boise, Idaho, even if that's growing fast, you're just, there's not going to be enough people moving in and moving out to want that. So there's that. And again, the people that market that stuff don't often tell you that. Two, the caliber of customer you're going to get is going to be garbage. They're going to have 6 tabs open. They're looking at every other one that is, it's just price-based, right? What else can they make a decision on, right? If I just tell you I've got this car and that car, no other information, one's 10 grand, one's 12 grand, what do you want? Most people are going to take the 10 grand one. In more cases than not, for me, I'm like, I want the expensive one. I'm just going to assume it's going to be better. But if there is no other information, most people are going to take the cheap one, which is not the person that you want. Finally, you have no ability, none. Once you've got their credit card, you owe them service, man. Like, we don't let anyone into our program without at least an hour long conversation with one of our coaches to make sure they're not a pain in the ass. And guess how many people we've had to throw out of our program? None that I can recall. And I would have recalled that. So none. Once you've got their money, you show up, it's a hoarder. They want to reschedule 6 times. They want to give you a bad review. All sorts of stuff can go bad. And the likelihood that they're going to become a recurring customer, low. If they do become a recurring customer, the likelihood they're going to have any loyalty, because no one ever, I don't say sold them, but no one had a conversation with them. What's your actual pain? Are we the best to solve it? How does it work? What are you looking for? So you get the people that are cheap, the one-time cleans that you want to build a business on. It is a recurring client, usually they're not the clients that you want. When they quit, as opposed to if you had a real conversation with them at the beginning, they've got a relationship. And if something goes wrong, they're going to likely call you and say, hey, Mike, I remember when you came out, or hey, sales, you know, your salesperson came out, we had this conversation. He said you do X, but X isn't happening. Can you fix it? Whereas if you don't have any of that, they're just going to go online and pick it with another 7 tabs and just pick another cleaner. So the quantity is going to kill you unless you're in a massive market. And even then, you got to be pretty good at digital marketing to make that pay. The quality is going to kill everybody. So the quantity will kill everyone, not in a small market, and still be tough for the large markets. The quality of people will kill everybody. Just because, again, once you take someone's money, you owe them service, and you can walk in as a hoarding situation. You have no idea what kind of psychopath's money you took, but you're stuck with them. So that's kind of my rant on why I would not, A, take those clients at all, and B, why it's nearly impossible to build a business on that foundation. And I've seen it happen a couple of times. In my belief, they've done it in spite of that marketing tactic, not because of it. All right. I would love to hear any agreements or disagreements on that. And then the big question is like, great. All right, I'm sold. Now what? I've got this terrible thing. I know these pains. It does suck. How do I fix it, man? Jared, talk to me.
Yeah. So as far as agreements and disagreements, it's a 1000% agree. I think that we're in the service business. Go ahead.
Let me give you a quick introduction. I just assume everyone knows who Jared the homeless is.
The homeless guy.
Yeah. So Jared does 2 things on our team. One, he spends at this point, I think 100% of our actual ad spend. We've got Jackson who helps you, but I think it's fair to go. We spend anywhere from, I don't know, 10 to 50 grand a month. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there's a lot of guys that spend a lot more, a lot of guys that spend less. We got them from another ad agency where I'm assuming for them and the various clients that you oversaw, you were responsible for millions of dollars of ad spend. And for us, we have a very good positive return on investment. I don't know what's going on over there. Maybe he's losing that money, but for us, he's making us a ton of money. He's definitely spent millions. So when we go, Jared, what do you think? Like, who's this Jared? Why would I care? There's a lot of guys out there like, I'm a Facebook ads manager, but they haven't really managed accounts, or if they haven't been profitable, or if they have. Anyway, Jared has done this quite a bit and he's been very, very profitable for us. And I'm a pain in the ass when it comes to like believing people don't suck at marketing. And I believe Jared does not suck at marketing. All right. Introductions handled. Smartest homeless guy I've ever met. Continue.
Perfect. Yeah. So the cleaners in general, we're in the service business, and the service business really starts that initial first contact. And I think that we want I'm a great cleaner, or well, my product's really well, really great. But really it starts from that initial contact and how we can get how much someone can love us and trust us and respect us even before we show up and do the actual service can really determine how successful your business is going to be. And so when we try to remove ourselves as much as possible from that and automate everything as much as we can, there's a pro to this. And of course, we have automation in what we do because we can't be, we can't clone ourselves. However, we do want to have that journey be really personable and really connect with those who we're working with. And so that's kind of why I totally agree with you. If we just try to use software that really removes us as much as possible from it, it's going to be harder to retain customers. So
let me encourage you guys. When we say us, this does not have to be you. It has to be a human being. So we have a team of coaches that these conversations I was talking about, like, hey, we don't take anyone to their program without a coach talking to them. Rarely am I that coach. We have coaches that do that. So I just, for those of you guys like, hey, I thought you guys taught me how to, you know, work on my business and not in it. This sounds in. Somebody has to work in your business. It just doesn't have to be you. So when you're starting as a residential person, it's probably great for it to be you. When you start getting double digit appointments per week, that would be the earliest I kind of consider having somebody else do that. So just to be clear, you're absolutely welcome to do it if you love it. Not something you have to do, but a human has to do it, not an auto. And that human can be supported by automation. That's why I still love ZenMade, right? I'm not like it's a garbage product, don't use it. I just, we have a tendency to get fired up by marketing, like, oh, this guy says all this. And then we bend our business model to the software, the human being, the whatever, the webinar. We bend our model to that thing and its capacities. We need to be like, no, I know how I'm going to run my business. I'm going to bend the software I use to what I do. Like all the software we use does a bunch of crap that we don't use because we know who you are and how to serve you. And we buy the parts. And that's why I've got six software programs, because not one does exactly our business model. But we mold the world to our needs. Please, please, please don't mold your thing to some sort of marketing. Like, well, it does this fancy thing, so I have to use this fancy thing. Bull crap. All right. Now the rant's over. Continue.
Yep, so perfect.
Great. We're all sold. What the frick do we do? How do we put this thing? What's a better way? And again, downside is a human's going to have to deal with this, but fine. How do I even do that? I'll do on the sales calls, Jared. I still don't know how to make an appointment. Hook the brother up.
Yep. And so from this point, what we want to kind of focus on or realize is that if we are just all about book appointment, that we are just hitting low hanging fruit. People who are legit looking to, and it was kind of what Mike was saying. And then who is that type of person? When we start to dissect that, we realize it's hard to scale on someone who's got 16 tabs open and going forward. And so what we need to do is we need to position what we're offering, which is a phone call. So come book a call with us, come talk to us. And we position that as the solution to the problem. And so what we want to do is use our marketing and use our websites and use our ads.
Everyone write that down that's paying attention. We position the phone call or the next step as a solution to our problem. That's so key. The vast majority of marketing I see, and I know you do the same thing, Jared, is we want this thing. So everything's about what we want. We want a cleaning service. So we're going to tell you we're the best cleaning service and you should hire us now. And here's why to do this and sign up for our newsletter. We're this. And then it doesn't work. And people are like, oh, Facebook doesn't work. It's like, no, you weren't talking about what they're interested in. So there's two things Jared said, and it's common sense to him, but I don't want you guys to miss it. One is you don't position the cleaning to the solution to their problem, because now it's just too complex of a sale, right? If I have a t-shirt and it says go Trump or screw Trump and you love or hate Trump, we don't need a conversation, right? If it fits and you love or hate Trump and you got $26, we can do business. No further conversation needed. But if this is a more complex sale than that. So make sure you talk about it as a solution to their problems. And most people go, well, I get the clean. You have a dirty thing. I will clean it. You give me money. And they want to go right for that. But so that's the first mistake. When they do what Jared says, they go, okay, I get the phone call and it's hard to get them to get it. But once they get, I get a phone call, A, makes more sense for the client. B, it really makes more sense for me, even though I want to sell them something right away. You know, I might be dating to marry, but it's not effective to be like, hey, Susie, I'm Mike. I'd like 3 kids. If we can meet my parents, you know, they're going to be here in about a half hour. And if we could get married by Monday, that'd be great. First of all, I'm a psychopath. Second of all, it's what I want. If I talk about, man, at some point, I'm really looking to commit to another human being and build a family. And you know, this dating thing kind of sucks. How about you? And we have a conversation, we can move towards that. So getting what we want sooner is not the best. And if I talk about what I want, my parents, and here's the kind of wife, mother, person I want you to be, she's going to run for the hills. So The two things Jared said, or that were embedded in his, make the call the solution to their problem. Two things. One, the ask is reasonable, right? The girl that says, yes, I'll marry you on Monday is probably not the girl that I want. The client that says, yeah, I'll give you a key to my house or let you into my house and give you my credit card to do a cleaning with no conversation about what that means or how it's going to look. That's not the client that you want. They're crazy people. So we've got to move it to something reasonable. I might want to get married, but I have to be a non-crazy person and go on some dates first. I might want to have them give me my credit card for a clean, but we have to have a conversation if I want to have a real relationship. So the first thing is have a reasonable ask, and buy now is not a reason, or call now for a free estimate is not a reasonable ask. The call now for, and you're like, you just said the call is a reasonable ask. It is, but call now for a free estimate is solving my problem. What Jared said is you position the call to solve their problem. They do not want a free estimate. That is not their problem. They didn't go online going, guess how many free estimate for cleaning Google searches there are per month in your area. My guess is zero, because the problem they're trying to solve is not a free estimate. If it was, calling out for a free estimate would work. That's not their problem. So just when Jared says call is a reasonable ask and solve position is a solution to their problem, that's the key. That's what everyone misses. Sorry, you just said it. It was so good. I didn't want you to go on and people not hear it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So the idea is if we are positioning ourselves to solve a particular issue, so we know that most people who, let's just do residential side, that they do want their weekends back. They want to be able to not be stuck cleaning in this scenario, or the benefits of what clean homes can bring more, your children can behave better in clean homes. It's just like proven fact. And so these are the kind of things that, like, now we've gotten deeper than just, yeah, I want someone to clean for me. Instead, it's like, my children are going to be better. I'm going to have more time on the weekends. I can get to the book that's been on my nightstand forever. Like, all these things that I really want in my life, I can now have. And so when we position our call to action as, look, this is where you know, it's called problem awareness. It's like bringing to light of, like, you have, sure, your house is dirty, but there's other things that can bring into your life, and the time that you need to invest to clean your home can also take away from other opportunities. And if you want these, or if you want to avoid these, this is where this phone call can come in, and we can get clarity on to bring this into your life. And so now in their mind, this phone call is more than just, I'm, how much are you? But is, instead,
someone's going to sell me something for 20 minutes. Uh-huh.
Right. Instead, I want to make this phone call. And it was kind of what you're saying here. We've positioned it to be, instead of, hey, what do you want from me out of this phone call, to, hey, I want something from you out of this phone call. And we position then that as, yeah, let us come in and take care of this for you so that you can have this stuff. And that's where you're going to get that longevity and find better customers for you. And that's where, at the end of the day, what really matters is how many people you have on recurring cleanings for you. And this is how you can do it.
Yeah, I want you guys to hear the three levels Jared kind of said. So call now for a free estimate. Nobody wants it. They're not interested. Some of you guys get the, I get that they're not interested in a free estimate. They have a dirty home. They want a clean home. So that's still very superficial, but at least it's the right problem. So we say call now for a free estimate or sign up for a free newsletter. Nobody's interested in your stupid newsletter. No offense. They're just not. Maybe during COVID, if you say something about how to not get COVID, they might be interested in that one episode, but just general cleaning tips, right? Like, or let me send you pictures of clean homes that they're not interested in any of that. So that's the first one people miss, like sign up for a free estimate or sign up for a newsletter. No one's interested. Second one is, at least the very superficial problem is, your home is dirty, I shall clean it. But even that, now we're closer, but they're like, anyone can eat, right? It's not like, if I'm looking for brain surgery and I've got this very specific thing and there's three dudes in the world that can do it, he can put an ad going, have this specific brain problem. I'm the guy that can do it. I've done 300. I'm like, done. That's all I want. But for things that can be considered commodities, like cleaning, I know you can do it. I don't, like, call now for a free estimate, or, you know, we'll clean your house. I'm like, yeah, I know you'll clean my house. There's 1,000 people who will clean my house. I'm not short on people willing to clean my house. So Jared got to the third level, which is the money. And this isn't just for websites. This is for email marketing, direct mail, in person, the whole sales process. Like, this isn't just how to change your website. This is how to change all of your communications with your prospects from,
right,
you have money, I have cleaning ability, let's trade. If there's a high enough need, people will buy that, but it's not a good way to scale. And God forbid you have some competition, you're screwed.
I was going to say, that's what everyone else is doing.
Right.
So you have competition.
Yeah. My least favorite, I always make fun of when I'm driving by, it's like America's Best Furniture or whatever. I'm like, yeah, they did so much better than America's Second Best. Those people went out of business almost immediately. Like, of course, everyone says they're American. Like, it's such a stupid thing. Like, Mike's, you know, a number one coaching program. Like, well, of course, I'm going to say I'm the best cleaner, the best coach, the best fill in the blank. And it just, nobody hears it, right? Like with Jared, I didn't, could you imagine if I just went, today our guest, Jared, the best Facebook guy in the world, Jared, take it away. Like, well, what am I going to say? And I love Jared. He's amazing. But let's say there's 7 million of them. He's probably only the best 963,000. Right. A, we can't know. It's just a ridiculous thing. So what I can say is, here's some detailed things about he spends tens of thousands of dollars. He spent millions of dollars of our clients' money, or hundreds of thousands at least. And he makes money. Every dollar they spend, they get a buck or two or three back. That's like, oh, that's what I don't want. The best. The best is all. Anyway, he understands your problems. Like, that's what I want solved. So when we get to the level of, and it's so perfect, because if you're like, we clean stuff for money, there's a very small percentage of people, like Jared said, the low-hanging fruit, they're like, I have money and I need something cleaned. But it's still a commodity because they're going to get 19 bids. When you can go, the real client you want is a guy or gal, it's like, yeah, I've always, you know, I know it's a pain in the butt. My husband and I have talked. We kind of talked about getting cleaner. It's not like we don't understand the concept. We've never talked about it. Yep. We want it. But it's just the headache of, we got to call a dude and they're going to be in my house and I'm uncomfortable. People cleaning while I'm sitting in my butt. Like, there's all this, you know. So it's like, we're 49% of the way to 50. And 50 is what's going to make, or 51 is going to make us actually take an action. You go, hey, did you know that your kids will behave better? And you go, well, hold on. Wait a second. I was at a 49%. I need to be at 51% to take action. Well, shit, if I can get better, you know, acting kids, now I'm at a 61. Like, I'm way over. And guess how many people they're going to call? One, because you're the only one to solve their problem. They're not going to Google how many people, you know, kids making your house. And if they do, guess how many they're going to find? One, because you're the only guy marketing is certainly in your area. All right. I feel like I keep ranting because you keep saying such genius stuff. All right. We're out of time. Wrap us up, Jared. What thoughts, what am I missing, or questions that people out there asking? Put a nice bow on this thing, if you would.
Yeah, no, I think that the rant was perfect. I think that, yeah, exactly right. As soon as we put our mindset to, like, I am solving or bringing to attention. So there's the three P's. There's the pain, there's problem awareness, and then there's promotion. Promotion is the easiest way to market. I'll give you, here's a discount. Come use my service. The other two, pain and problem awareness, are really where you're going to get the longevity of what customers come into. And so, yeah, if you are in a position where it's like, I'm looking to scale, I'm looking to grow, having that time to spend in your business to figure those two things out, or if you want, we do this all the time, you can come over to, into our program, and we can really help position you so that you can set up your company in a way that you can get this long-term connection with these people who are really just, and is exactly what you said, people are kind of just like, there's a lot of people who like the idea of having someone clean their home, but aren't sold yet. And you essentially provide that by giving them that extra layer of stuff that they are either feeling or haven't thought about. And you bring that to them, and then they're way more likely to just commit to you.
Correct. On all counts. Yeah. We'll end it with bringing it home to the commercial folks, because they're like, wait a second, I fast forwarded, I waited, all you've done is talk residential. The concepts are exactly the same, right? Call now for a free estimate doesn't work in commercial, just like it doesn't work in residential, and it doesn't work either. You have money, we will clean it. We don't cut corners, we clean them. Like, that's all catchphrases that mean nothing, right? Mm-hmm. You need to find out, what is it? So superficial is, we want to sell you something, call now for a free estimate. Same thing for commercials as residential. Second is, we have money. If you give us, we have cleaning, you have money. Give us some money, we will give you some clean. That's the second level. For you, it's not, I hate to, employees are not children, but I promise you the data on a cleaner home has better behaved children. And Jared, by the way, knows what he's talking about. He's got like 71 children at this point.
Yeah, right. Jared's like, it feels like this year.
His poor wife is just, she's got twins on the way right now.
Yeah.
Four, I think, but I, correct. I have one, I have two, but one at home. And I'm sure the four would feel like 14 to me, because I'm terrified. Mm. So I would be, if I'm Jared, I would pay anything to bring the chaos down in my house just a little bit. You think that it's not the same with commercial? Employees will stay longer, be more effective in a clean work environment. Customers will stay longer, buy more, have a better experience in a clean environment. So I don't want you to be like, this was all residential. Like, you have to use a little bit of brain power. But if you think about it, like, yeah, the concepts are exactly the same.
Right.
You have to understand what your real pain is and then solve that. And there might be someone that's like, yeah, my commercial cleaner is a pain in the butt and they don't show up, but it's not that big a deal. I'm at a 46%. But when you go to, what about security? What about insurance? What about the cost of you not doing your job and getting in trouble because you're doing their job? Now all of a sudden we can get into a 60. So the concept is the same. You got to solve a real pain, not just trying to sell them crap. All right. I know this is a really big concept. We try to crunch down into a very short time. So if you need more help with that, if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, the on-demand masterclass is probably the best way to go. 5 shifts of how to go. There's at the end of that, you'll have the opportunity if you want to talk with someone to kind of help you look at where you're at, where you want to be, and create a comprehensive plan. If you're too good for that, there's like 700 podcasts that go deep into all this stuff. Check it out now. growmycleaningcompany.com. See you there.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. At 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.